Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Skits, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus films first, chimes in when we need him. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That is a win, as in it means to win. And Skin, yep. You had a win.
Nope. Had a reverse win last Friday afternoon. One of the more frustrating others I can remember, I'll be honest. So just for a bit of context, we've got the wedding coming up, as you know, 3 weeks.
It's very soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Glad you know. Yeah. Actually,
Bucks this weekend to Skin. Yeah. And you know how with the Bucks party, you're sort of meant to like keep everything secret?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone the other day to Baze and he asked me what we're doing on the Saturday and I just answered and Skin was sitting next to me in the car.
This guy's had a mare before as well.
No, what?
Some of the great secret keeping.
Yeah. No, but that's fine because he does know what we're doing Friday because producer Dave the Boot that knows jack shit, he also spilt the beans.
Yeah.
But Sunday he doesn't know, so that's nice.
Yeah, that's true. The day we go home, I've got no idea what's happening.
We're stopping at BP Coomera.
Anyway, someone interrupted your story. Sorry, Skin, but it was okay. Great context.
Yeah, no, so as I was saying, wedding coming up and I've been flat out just preparing things for it, you know, just planning and getting stuff sorted for the big day. So Eloise gave me another job last week, one of many.
She gave you one job.
Yeah. Okay, one of a few jobs I had was to take our rings, the wedding rings, and her engagement ring to a jeweler. To get serviced and polished and make sure they're looking all shiny on the day. Is that why you're laughing?
Just,
is that
not the word serviced just sound like you're going to the mechanic.
Re-roading and plated?
I don't know. I was wondering what's involved in that. I assume they like tighten it.
And clean them up.
Clean them up.
And then they put Apple CarPlay in it.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing. So she was like, yeah, can you just run these to the jewelers at 3 o'clock on a Friday? So like, was expecting to be, I suppose, working and editing videos and things of that nature. It was like, yeah, just take this to the jewelers. No worries. Where's the jewelers? The Sunshine Coast. So that's just a little 2 hour drive.
Well, it's also school holidays as well, which is perfect.
Okay. Well, I didn't account for that. Cause it got worse. So it's like a little 2 hour drive. The appointment was at 3:20 in the afternoon. I've left. Well, I aimed to leave at 12:30. I was,
and as we say, that's what matters. It's all about where you aim.
Yeah. We went horribly wrong. Someone pushed a meeting back to 12:30, so we didn't leave until probably 1:10. But I'm leaving at 1:10 for a 2 hour drive. Should get there at 3:10.
Yeah. What time did you leave?
1:10. Like, all good. Like, genuinely out the door in my car at 1:10, typing into maps. Like, got the address up. It says I'm arriving at 3:10 for a 3:20 appointment. Yeah. All good.
That's fine.
Fine.
10 minutes.
Start driving.
Even Goaty says 5 minutes is all you need.
Start driving.
I've never said that at all. Especially for you, Pete, because you two are the most fucking useless time manager I've ever met in my entire fucking life.
Well, I thought I was fairly on top of it this time. I should be there 10 minutes early. That's respectable. I start driving and get maybe, I don't know, not like hardly even outside of Brisbane, like 20 minutes up the road, and there's obviously a crash ahead of me, and so there's a bunch of traffic building up. Get past that crash, think, yep, we're good. Nope, there's another crash just up the road, and it's like as I'm trying to get onto the highway to get up the coast. So I'm just like watching this estimated time of arrival just blow out. It's at like 3:30, then 3:40, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm sitting in traffic. So it gets to about like the estimated time of arrival goes from 3:10 to 4:10 in the time I'm sitting in this traffic. So I call them up to let them know, like, I'm not going to be there at 3:20, but I'm on my way. And they're like, oh, no, sorry, we close at 4. Cool. Okay. So she's just booked in another. She just said, you'll just have to book in and come back next week. Like, we're not hanging around for 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, wonderful. No dramas. So, book it in for next week. And then I'm still stuck in traffic at this point.
You can't get off the highway.
And I'm looking at the map. There's nowhere to turn off. I'm like trying to enter the highway and I'm looking at the maps and it says, like, you've got another 50 minutes until you get to the crash.
Oh, so Mitchell.
Yeah. So I just sat there in 50 minutes of traffic to get to the crash, which was around an exit, which I then used to do a U-turn and drive back home. So I essentially left work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, essentially just drove straight home.
Yeah.
Which should be a 25-minute drive. Took me 3.5 hours.
Yes. That's what you call congestion.
Not of the nasal variety. Can I play devil's advocate as well? I'm going to be on your side a little bit as well, and then Eloise as well.
So wait, who's the devil then? Who are you advocating?
Everyone's the devil. Okay. Everyone's the devil. Okay. Right, so I reckon booking the time at 3:30 or 3:20 Friday arvo on school holidays is a bit, how's your father?
Yeah. What would you have gone for?
Oh, any other time.
I was hoping it would be first thing in the morning.
Yeah, perfect.
It was a pretty rude shock when I realized it was an afternoon job.
But then also, once knowing this, could you have gone front foot, this might not work, I'm going to jump on, I'm going to change time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, had I not noticed it at like 10:30 p.m. on the Thursday night, I probably could have done something about it, but
I mean, the double crash is stiff, I think. And then you've got to account for the ghost traffic. Yeah. Remember, you were telling me about the ghost traffic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That gets you. Except this was not ghost traffic.
Is ghost traffic again? I remember you saying it.
It's like, sort of like, it's when like something very minor happens ahead of you and like a car swerves to go around something on the road or whatever, but them swerving means the person behind them, they slow down a bit, the person behind them slams the brakes on, the person behind them slams the brake, and it just like slowly builds back and you end up stuck in traffic, which takes maybe 10 minutes to clear. And by the time you get up there, there's absolutely nothing there because.
So if you've ever been sitting in traffic and you're going like, what is this? Like, who crashed? What happened? And then like you never drive past any incident.
Casper.
It was Casper.
We read the same.
You can't do that.
Of course we did.
You can't, actually.
What do you mean?
It's the same gag.
Wait, we finished the punchline at the same time without writing it again.
Crazy. It's almost, good. Well done.
It's almost what's good.
Like you spend a lot of time together and make stupid jokes and have a similar sense of humor.
We spend an hour and a half together each week.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's almost like you see right through a skin. Because we're ghosts.
It's actually scary how good we are at this as well.
Oh, wow.
Boo skin. All right, let's move on to maybe a joke of the week. Now, plenty of these left for us at wegotthechocolates.com.au on the chalk line. Hopefully, Skin enjoys this one. I've been told it's got some length to it again.
We love it.
This is chosen by producer Dave again. So let's see how we go.
Let's be good.
Hey, fellas, Joey here from the United States. Joey, like the baby Roo. Got a joke for you that I would never dare to tell on air as a sports commentator. Here goes. A man walks into a pub and he orders a drink from the bartender. Bartender turns to pour his drink and he's taking in the environment around him. And he notices the music is very beautiful and he looks down the bar and he sees a very small man playing the piano. This guy couldn't be taller than a foot. So he says to the bartender, hey, how'd you get such a small piano player? And the bartender says, well, I have a genie. And the man says, no way. I have been so down on my luck. Could I use a wish from your genie? And the bartender says, sure. But I have to tell you, he's not a very good genie. And he says, I don't care. So he says, okay, I wish for $1,000,000. Genie snaps his fingers. 1,000,000 deer pop into the bar and populate the street all around the facility. He says, dude, what the hell? I thought you had a genie. He says, I told you he's not a very good genie. Do you really think I would wish for a 10-inch penis? Love the show, guys. Be well.
You know what's the best part of that joke?
What?
When I made my second 11 debut in Adelaide, Goaty presented me my hat. I got put on joke of the day for that morning.
Oh yeah,
told that joke.
I first heard that joke 4 years ago.
Oh, right.
Still very good though.
I thought it was a genius. He told
a genius.
It very well. Yeah. A genius. Nice. Do you reckon his real name's Joey? If he's worried about getting cancelled for sports commentary stuff, maybe he gave us a fake name.
Yeah, maybe.
But he did break it down nicely for us. I was quite receptive of him letting us know what a small kangaroo is. It's good.
Yeah, that was nice. Written joke comes from Robert. I was doing laundry the other day. I asked my wife if she'd seen the stain remover. Mm. She replied, "Come again." I said, "No, it's just barbecue sauce."
Very different colours.
How are you getting confused with Jayas and barbecue sauce?
I would not think they're on the same.
No, mayonnaise or hollandaise or something like that.
The hex codes would be quite different on the old Lemaitre scale.
I don't have an explanation for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. He did. It was barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Man, I think that's the same Robert O'Shields that also tweets.
I was going to say that.
You and I, every single, Goaty and I, every single Monday.
Oh, no.
With
way.
A D's nuts joke.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
And his brother, Sheffield.
Sheffield Shields. Nice. Okay, good. Excellent. Joke of the week. It's brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. They've got 5 great tasting beers that you can check out. betterbeer.com.au. And then we are moving on to a Listen to the Chocks segment. Do I have a jingle for this?
You do.
Oh, and no. It sucks.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Oh, actually, this one doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is the one I have
this
to
is
do.
Good. Yes.
I'm going to give this a live.
I regret
live.
Saying it sucks. Sorry.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, it does suck.
To the Chocks. Not easy, though. It is not easy to produce that, and then I'm just trying to get this sorted as well. Firstly, this wasn't really a listen to the Chocks because she's not really asking us anything. She's more telling us something, but I thought it was great. And on topic from what you just said.
What? Surely when someone tells you something, you listen.
I don't.
I fucking know you don't.
It's actually fucking painful.
Wait, the conversation we had.
Yeah, wait. Oh, no, I was more saying I think the idea we listen to the Chocks is generally people ask us for our opinion on something, whereas this doesn't.
Okay.
Sorry, I was not saying you should not listen to people when they tell you something.
Okay.
Obviously, Goaty, tell me that thing you were talking about before.
The refrigerator.
What?
Here we go. I don't know.
Here we go. So from Emily. Hello, guys. A new nickname for you. I spoke to a guy at work today whose surname initials were HP. Now, obviously, you would think more in the Harry Potter vicinity. Mikus.
Okay.
No, but double-barreled. His mates call him Saucy.
Nice.
I thought they were going to say like the printer line or something like that.
Oh, HP Inc.
Yeah, Hewlett Packard.
Hewlett Packard. That's where my mind went. Sorry.
What's Hewlett Packard?
HP.
It's HP, the old company.
Is that what the bloke's name was?
Yeah.
Hyperdash? Or like,
I reckon it's two blokes.
Two blokes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Kerry was the P. Kerry Packard.
That up, I guess. All right, nice. Thank you for that, Emily. Now, then they get a little bit more in depth. Hey, guys, this one. Yes, this one, pretty fruity. I should also say, I mean, she's obviously lovely and got herself into a situation, which we will obviously help her out with. Mm-hmm. We'll do our best. But the funniest thing about this is that the email said, can I please remain anonymous because I don't really want my name out there.
Yeah.
But her name on the email, like her address is her name at hotmail.com or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like,
just don't read that part.
No, but she was saying like, I don't really want to tell you guys my name.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, you sort of already did by emailing. Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah. I mean, unless you also might be a fake email.
Could be.
Hey guys, I'm seeking some assistance. I'm currently sleeping with someone and I don't know his name.
Oh.
Now that would be quite awkward in itself if that was the end of the email. It's not. It's a casual arrangement. We met on a dating app almost 6 months ago. Exchanged numbers. The first time we slept together went pretty well, but then he was going overseas for like 2 months. By the time he got home and I saw him again, I realized I could not remember his name. I went back and couldn't find him on the app. So now we have been sleeping together pretty regularly and I honestly have no idea of his name. I can't ask because it's gone too far. I call him babe sometimes, which seems really weird because it's definitely not the dynamic. I feel terrible because for a casual sex partner, he's a solid 9 out of 10. I've tried snooping shipping his mail, but he always seems to be around, which is pretty standard because we're always hanging out at his place. Please, any advice would be appreciated. Also, not giving my name in case he listens to the podcast.
Oh, so it's Australian.
I would think.
Probably.
Well, other people also listen to the podcast, I guess. It could be overseas, but...
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, advice for that. Skin, I think she meant you.
No. It's not my area of expertise at all. I've had one relationship ever and I know her name.
Not her birthday.
Not her birthday. Not her birthday. Her name might be about all I know, but I got that. Okay, no, but before I get to the advice, I don't understand how this happens. If you don't, how is she contacting him?
I'd via message or by
the, and he's just got a random number in a phone.
Yeah, it might be like Big Dick or something like that.
Yeah, might have saved it as like someone, app, might have saved it as the app.
I think
like
I've got
9 out of 10.
I think I've got the answer.
Hinge bloke or something.
Hinge bloke. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. That's, I'd assume.
Okay. I mean, you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
You call him off a private number and wait for him to go, hello, Steve speaking.
Oh my goodness. That is brilliant.
Goody, well done.
That's the answer.
Megus, you agree with that?
That's very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, because you're not going to go just like hello to like a
You're usually going to just not answer.
I'm just not going to answer. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd answer. Hey, hello, Andrew speaking.
What if it goes to voicemail and she has to leave a message? Hey, babe, just called you off the wrong number. Sorry.
Just don't talk and hang up.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'd do. That's my answer.
Good. Yeah. I was just going to go like try and find some document you need signed and get him to witness it or something.
Are you a JP by any chance?
No. Buying a house here and I just need someone to watch over my signature.
Can you buy a house with me?
But also surely if they're like hanging out at the house, like maybe he's got roommates, like have they not said the name? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he might live by himself.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a possibility people do that.
I mean, in this day and age, it's just too expensive.
Well, economy at the moment, how could you? Mm. Really?
No.
Maybe they're just very quickly in and out, get the job done.
Who are we talking about?
That's not what she was saying earlier in the email. Yeah.
Surely, airdrop on.
Oh.
The bloke has got his name.
His name's just going to appear as the contact saved in your
would
phone.
Would it not? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would think.
I thought you name your own phone and you go like, Lee's iPhone. That's mine.
I've got you as Doogsy.
And does mine say Doogsy's iPhone on AirDrop?
Yeah.
All right. Go to the neighbor, knock on the door and just be like, hey, do you know who the bloke is that lives next door?
Yeah.
And they'll say the name.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just trying to read his water meter.
And I need his name.
So you need a full elaborate costume.
It should be that difficult.
So if you're in Brisbane City Council, all right, ring them up, outfit, all right, and then go door to knock with a mustache.
Rochelle's in the background doing some random like
Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good app. We've got it. Thank you.
Great.
No, apparently they don't follow each other on social media. Otherwise, I would assume this would not be an email she'd be sending.
Does she know where he works? Not that you would know this. But surely LinkedIn. Do we have a LinkedIn? Could we somehow look up the company, see the employees of that company?
Oh, how would she know all this shit about him if she doesn't know his name?
His fucking name, yeah.
Well, she did know his name, but she just forgot his name. But like, he works at an accounting firm and go to LinkedIn, see employees. Oh, he's listed as an employee. Mm. Bang. Bang.
Okay. It's his own fault for going overseas for two months.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I think just keep being babe. That's fine. Yeah. Can we get through one more?
Because we've
spent a lot more on that. From Matt. Hey, Chockies. Just want to use your platform to issue a public apology to a bloke from the train today after I had a real skin moment. I was enjoying episode 222 on the train home from Sydney.
That was a good one.
As the train was pulling into Chatswood.
do it. No, do the gear.
Because skin that, remember, like, usually Wood's not overly chatty, but this one.
Yeah.
How is that the one that's
going to happen?
Of all the gear we've done over the last fucking 200 episodes, that's the one you go at.
Yeah,
anyway,
that is
back to train was pulling into Chatswood. This bloke tapped me on the shoulder to show me that he was also watching the episode on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool.
This is wonderful. This is very cool. I love the Chatswood. Now, this is where I could have done literally anything else in the world, but all I could think of was to awkwardly smile and look back down at my phone whilst he stood there for another minute waiting for the train to pull in. And boy, was it a long minute. The shame filled me and I could feel sweat building on my forehead. Oh. The poor bloke just left there standing as the train creeped to a halt. Hopefully issuing this public apology on the pod means he'll get a nice thrill from being mentioned. So to my fellow Chalky who departed the trade at Chatswood and was wearing a Kellyville Bush Rangers nice. Junior Rugby League football club backpack. Sorry, next time I won't be such a skin.
That would be good. If he actually does like get in contact with us, that'll be actually really, really cool.
Yeah. He also, I just read the asterisks. There was an asterisk after 222 and I've read it as the bottom line and it says, say 222 like Richie Benno during the apology, please.
Yeah.
So I sort of missed that. Cody, can you do one for us?
Like Q for 22.
That's good. Nice.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, would you rather? We've had a few sort of hypothetical debates in the past that have gone down reasonably well for everyone except Mikas. And then we've had...
Whatever.
Sorry. And then so we've had a bunch of people sort of send some in and things like that. And yeah, notice a bit of a trend. A lot of people are asking sort of that type of question, a little would you rather theme, I guess. So thought I'd throw a few of those out at you, if you don't mind.
Have you got them?
I've got a few.
I've got one from the weekend, actually, Skin.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you about that later. Yeah, you no, do through some of the proper
it.
Ones.
Okay, it. Some of the actual ones that got sent in. Would you rather know how you die or when you die?
How?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say when.
When.
Yeah, when. Yeah, nice. Okay.
No,
why on earth would you say here?
Because you then avoid things. If it's like drowning.
Yeah. You're still going to die that way.
Yeah. But like, okay, if it's drowning, okay, I don't go in the water.
Yeah, but you're still going to drown.
Then you're
going to
drown.
Because that's, yeah, that's how you sink. Die.
He'll be doing the dishes one day. And then
I'll get fucking tipped over.
Obviously, that's how you die.
Yeah, but I can do that for so long to avoid doing that. You know what I mean? Like if it's drowning, for example.
No, but it's still gonna, I think it's still going to be the same time. Like when? It's still going to be at that same time.
Nah, well, not necessarily because that's how as opposed to when. So you could just live till you're 110 and then go, actually, I've had enough.
I've had a Gary Duff. I'm going Harold Holt.
Oh, goodness me.
What's Harold Holt?
The Australian Prime Minister that went missing. I went for a swim at the beach. No one's ever seen him again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good political knowledge by me. Yeah. And just knowledge in general. Mm. Yeah. Harold Holt. Because
yeah,
you always use him for rhyming slang when you've got to go somewhere quickly, don't you?
Yeah, got to get for Harold Holt.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I've got a bolt.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Yep.
Yeah. That's okay. What I've heard his name before, but yeah, I didn't know the backstory. I also finished reading this, not remotely. Boy Swallows Universe on the weekend.
Nice.
Started in 2019, finished it this weekend.
So now
I can watch the series.
So Mikas did like 75 Day Hard like three or four times a year. So you're doing 7,500 Day Hard because you're not finished the book.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it works if you go 6 months between reading pages.
Yeah. No, it still works. But remember that, because some people, one time John Butler Trio came up on this podcast and someone emailed in saying like, oh, thanks for the recommendation. I listened to him and loved him. And so hopefully it's the same with reading this book.
Oh, okay. Meant Harold Holt somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Harold Holt was once in John Butler,
and it was very interesting. Okay, all right. Yeah, but no, I would obviously also say when, and just because it gives you an idea of what.
But then you're always like,
then you can think about what you would do with the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then you always say, oh, it's coming. And then you die as well.
The other reason is, I think, Gody, which you would appreciate, is that we've practiced that aspect way more. Because you know when like waiters are obviously pouring stuff into a glass for you and they'll be like, say when.
Yeah.
So it's just like more natural for us to do it, you know, Skin.
Yeah, good.
Mate, we're waiting on you for the next one again.
Okay, sure. All right, next one. Would you rather be highly educated, superbly attractive, or have great social skills?
Well, Skin, that's where you start.
Okay. I mean, you're all three at the moment, Skin.
Oh, I know.
Social skills.
Yeah.
I'd actually go social skills.
I'm the same. Well. Social skills.
Because mine sucks, so if I could fix that, it'd be nice. Mm. And I just feel like it would be the most beneficial thing. Like, you know, there are very, very smart people who don't
have any mates.
Yeah, don't accomplish much, I suppose, or don't have any mates. Whereas if I feel like if you've got good social skills, you could sort of. Yeah.
You're also highly educated and ridiculously good looking already. So
that's true.
And a big dong as well.
I mean, we do know.
We've seen it.
Wait, are we just talking about Skin? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Any
right. So good looking, everyone thinks I'm 20 years older than him.
That's
true.
Yeah, that's tough. I reckon I'm going, social skills is good, but I think probably, not highly educated because, I don't know, probably attractive.
You're super. For what reason? Prick.
Well, I just feel like if you're attractive, social skills come with that. People want to hang out with you. By practice.
No, I don't disagree.
I couldn't disagree
anymore. I reckon if you have really good social skills, people will find you better looking.
Yeah. And if you have really better looking, then people will find you socially good.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, I think that's right. They work both ways.
Nah.
All right, educated. Nah.
None of the above. I'll have none, thank you.
This would have been mediocre. That's
33% of all.
Okay, very good. And lastly, would you rather not be able to taste or be colorblind?
Colorblind.
Taste.
You'd rather not be able to taste?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
You like looking at stuff.
Yeah, but I just don't like, I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like you could just eat real healthy and like not, and you just wouldn't, I don't really care about food that much. I just I would just eat, whatever's real healthy all the time. And then you'd never want to eat shitty food.
That's actually, I didn't think
I'd
of it that way.
I'd be a ripped unit.
Oh, that's quite smart. Yeah.
And so you could just eat
food. Then there's no attraction to eating shit food.
Yeah.
That solves a lot of my problems, I'll be honest.
So it's like abs are made in the kitchen. That would be you because you couldn't taste like Timothy Tams or anything like that. It'd just be.
Yeah. That's
the first example I thought of.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a bad way of picturing it because I would have said colorblind because like people are colorblind. I assume there's also people that can't taste, are there?
Yeah.
I've never met one.
If you got COVID, you have like loose taste for like a couple of weeks.
I think that actually happened to me once.
Next week.
Mm. Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
All off a sick.
Sorry.
I don't know. I've never met someone, like you meet people all the time that are colorblind. Like they will often say like, oh yeah, no, I can't do that. I'm colorblind. Are there different colors of colorblind?
Red, green's one. Yeah, Chris Rogers is red, green, colorblind if you listen.
That's why he couldn't play pink ball test or something.
Yeah, cricket. Blurred in. Yeah.
Yeah, that boggles my mind that people with red, green, colour blindness can hit a cricket ball.
Or go through traffic light.
Yeah. I reckon people make it up, eh? Just like, as in like, I'm colour blind. I'm like, no, you're not. You just.
Yeah.
What?
No, I think you're right.
100%.
I think a lot of people.
It's like when people are like, oh, I've got ADHD. It's like, do you though? Or do you just.
Well, maybe.
Oh, yeah. People just like being dramatic with it. And they're like, I can't see any colors. I only see black and white. And
okay,
like,
sure.
What? You're just trying to look. I don't know. Everyone listening knows what I mean, I promise.
Well, you're just saying people self-diagnose themselves with shit they don't have sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, yeah, and sure. So I reckon
but
people-
But I thought you were saying color blindness doesn't exist.
No, fuck it up. Yeah. No, it does, definitely. That's not what I meant.
Okay, good.
That would have been breaking news.
Okay, why everyone
Lucas
looked
has been
at me.
Doing some serious research
All right. I was wondering why everyone was looking at each
Especially
other.
When you said everyone listening knows what I'm talking about, and the three of us are listening, we're like, what are you talking about?
What the fuck is he talking about?
No, okay, I think it does exist.
Okay, because for a second, I thought we were going to cut out this whole segment because Migas has just gone rogue and just gone like, no diseases exist.
No diseases.
Apologies. No, sorry.
Right. So you are saying colorblindness does exist, but you don't think the higher percentage of people have it.
Because I swear to God, every second person's like, oh, I'm colorblind.
Well, this is my point. No one says I'm tasteless. I'm tasteful.
It's also a very hard thing to disprove.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think.
What does that taste like? No, then it can't taste. What?
Tastes like KFC. Well, it's McDonald's.
Okay. Skid, can I get to our one for the week?
Yeah, please.
All right. So here's a story for you, Skid. Well, let me read it. Would you rather not to be picked for your own football club, so have the weekend off, or instead of having the weekend off, play for the club your club is playing against and be beaten by 198 points?
Weekend off.
Weekend off. You're an idiot if you don't choose weekend off.
You're an absolute Derek.
Yep. That was us.
Yeah, well, we are two idiots. In my defense,
we did that.
No, there's no fucking, I'm so sick of this shit.
No.
I have a defense.
I have a defense, Cody.
Well, apparently your fucking team didn't. They can see 198.
It's not our team.
Unfortunately, we were both in the defensive line as well.
Well, no, just getting any fucking touches with a little fucking kick out.
We got a lot of touches. We couldn't have gone forward. The ball never went up there.
Oh, there's a wind going both ways.
Mate, they had more players out there.
Genuinely, yes, they had a lot. Yeah. Anyways, my defense was they didn't tell us we were going to lose by 198.
Oh, they never fucking do they?
Oh, we probably wouldn't have rocked up. I thought it might have been an issue.
I thought it was on the cards, to be honest.
I was thinking maybe 100.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which I could have copped.
Yeah. So you've lobbed up to fill in.
So you know how we play for Alex Hills?
Are you still
for
playing?
For the last 5 years, we've played for Alex Hills. Right. Well, we haven't been to a training session.
We'll make ourselves available.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like we'll get picked.
Yeah. Apparently, they have 72 players on the book. So we messaged like last week, and I saw Skid and was like, oh, it's round one this weekend. I'll send the coach a message.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, mate.
But then you're putting yourselves in these situations to have to do this sort of shit.
No. That wasn't even that. I was like, because we like playing. We don't like training, obviously, but we'd like. Yeah, exactly. But we like playing. And so we were like, this time last year, they were battling for numbers. I think they got beaten by like 190 points last year in round one.
Yeah.
And when we played round two without training as well. So we were like, let us know if you need us. And he was like, mate, we got 72 players, you know, chance. Like,
yeah.
Fair enough. Sweet. We'll have the weekend off. Then we got a message.
At 11:15, mind you, the game started at like 11:55 or something. We got this message at 11:15.
Yeah. And they're playing against Gympie, who probably for like 4 years have had no players.
Yeah.
Like every time they come to Alex Hills, they struggle to fill the reserves team. Like it's a 2-hour drive from Gympie to Brisbane for them to play every away game, basically. So they've never had, great numbers. They were legends. Like one of the boys, the Ruckman, sent us a message afterwards and stuff to say like, oh, I love your work, guys. And sorry for my poor rucking or something like that. We're like, man, I don't think it was the rucking that was the issue.
Yeah.
Wait, so you just won by 198?
Are you kidding? We played for Gympie. We got pumped.
Oh.
What is happening? How do you play?
You just played for Gympie against Alex Hill.
Yes. We filled in for
that. Oh, my dear Lord.
Yes. We filled in Gympie playing against our own team.
Yes.
But like we haven't been to training. So there's all these new fellas and they're all very good as it turns out. And we got proper dicked, like the worst I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Mm.
I kicked one of the 2 points. There you go. There's a little stat for you. Yeah.
Behind.
Behind.
Was it rushed?
You were on.
Yep. Didn't make the distance. Touched through. Yeah. That was in like the third.
That was early doors. I thought we were on. That was the last point we kicked.
Yeah, I was like, mate, we're going to make a difference here.
I'm actually staggered seeing you didn't like go to Gympie training and you had to drop him off that ring.
I didn't make it.
I think the best part about this though is that like the poor guys they've copped some beatings in the last couple of years, and I think they've always struggled to get enough numbers to come. Especially for away games, like playing at Gympie, probably I'm sure they get more people there. But away games, and like, so we're covered it at 3/4 time. The blokes just did like, it's so funny what you clutch on to try and be positive in those situations. So like the poor Gympie blokes are covered in there. It's like, well done, boys. We got our heads over the ball. The free kicks really started to turn our way at the end there. Me and Skinner look at each other like, boys. I think we're going to need probably 995 free kicks. If we
all from directly in front.
We need 1,200 meter free kicks.
They need them to bring off the send-off rule so we're playing against four.
And even the captain coach, he's giving this speech. He's like, we got better that quarter, boys. We'll keep getting better. It might take us 16 weeks, but...
that's right.
16 goals.
We actually pre-recorded this next segment because it was with our mum, Skin, your and my mother. She has like a job, so she had to be quite – we had to be flexible with her time because she's a midwife and she's at work today. So we had to pre-record this.
Sure.
Here's how it went. All right, special guest on the podcast this week, and that is our mum, or Mitch, you and I, our mum. Not Mikus's mum.
Not Mikus.
No.
Wasn't there for his birth.
No, you weren't there.
No.
You are a midwife as well, so there's a chance you could have been there. Where were you born, Mikus? Did we ever find that out?
Warunga Hospital in Sydney.
What in the world?
Definitely not there.
Sorry.
I just wasn't expecting. I feel like sometimes you say things and I'm like, I don't know you as well as I thought I did.
Yeah,
I've never worked there.
You were born in New South Wales. Did you know that skin?
Nope.
Neither. Anyway, yeah, Janelle, she's actually been on the podcast before, I think, but not for a long time. I don't know what episode that was, like 150.
Yeah, somewhere around there, I want to say.
Yeah. So welcome, Mum.
Thanks for having me. I feel like that time I told stories about you and I never got invited back.
I don't think that's what it was. I don't know. Well, we did used to do it in your house too, famously. So Actually, it's a good effort that you've only been on once when 150 of the episodes are in your house. We accidentally call you Dizzle most of the time. Again, that's pretty hard to explain as to why it started as Mumbus Benaders.
Yeah.
Don't. And no one would understand. It doesn't make sense to your own mother. Yeah. So don't try to get anyone else to understand.
Yeah, shorten to Nates, then Nate Dizzle, then Nate Dizzle.
Because once you shorten it, then you obviously want to link it. That is the logical next step with the nickname.
Nates, yeah.
Nate Dizzle, Jazzy Fizzle, then back to Dizzle.
And now what happens to me is when I go to the supermarket and I run into your friends from across the ages, I know kind of what era you are friends with them by what they call me.
Right. Because no one ever calls you Janelle. Even when you like people say it now, I'm like, that's weird. Who is that?
Who is it?
Very strange. But Dizzle, the reason that you're on this episode with us today is because the other day at lunch, we were sort of getting stuck into all these like little tongue twister things.
Yeah.
Testing tongue twisters,
which is
that's a weird tongue twister in itself.
Which is just strange because you brought it to the table. I'm not sure, like you're still in touch with Reader's Digest somehow,
a little bit here and there, and it's great for all of those little bits and pieces of information that make your life so much better.
Yeah.
Without even trying.
Yeah, right. Because I don't think as a family we were ever big on our tongue twisters back in the day.
Well, you made up enough nonsense for any family, plus the next door neighbours and halfway around the block. So we had no need.
So I'm not really sure why we started doing this at lunch the other day, but it was certainly courtesy of like an article that you brought to our attention. And then we were in the midst of doing it, Skin.
Yeah. And just obviously realised that we should SIFPAR. Very common expression. I'm sure everyone's already across it, but for the first time listener, you'd obviously got to save it for the podcast. So.
That's the acronym, SIFPAR. Yeah. Save it for the podcast.
So that is what we've done.
Yeah. Wow. So, Dizzle, you said that Reader's Digest had like a list of 40 that are meant to be ridiculously tough. We probably don't have time for 40, but we're happy. We stopped ourselves from doing any of the ones that you're going to give us here just to see how we go at tongue twisters. What are a couple of your favorites, do you reckon?
Okay. So this one's starting off a fairly simple one. No need to light a nightlight on a light night like tonight.
You actually said that quite quick. That sounds somewhat simple.
Well done.
Am I allowed to read it?
Yeah, come on. All right. I'm not going to remember it.
But I've got to say it quick. Obviously, that's the whole idea of tongue twisters, right? Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. So watch and learn. No need to light a nightlight on a night like to.
Oh, what the frick? That's a clinic.
That was a free lesson.
We learned how not to do it.
I think I said 25 times.
All right. No, I'll show you how it's done, obviously. No need to light a nightlight on a night night like.
Fuck!
Your first one was in slow motion.
All right. So obviously, this is for the real lesson.
Yeah.
No need to light a nightlight on a night like.
Okay, we are.
Why is that so Didn't difficult? You say that was the easy one, Mum?
All right.
What's the second one?
What else have you got for it?
This should be good. Are we going to say more?
This is the one that I personally find the most challenging.
Oh, great. Okay.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoeshine shop. Where she shines, she sits, and where she sits, she shines.
This can't be good.
This is dangerous.
We're going to say some ropey stuff here. All right, so obviously quick. So we're going to do our fine quick deep breath from the diaphragm. Mm. And then I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits, and where she shines. Oh, my God.
That's inevitable.
That was always happening. I don't think I can get that, though.
No, that's a schnick off. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop. Where she shines, she sits, and where she sits, she shines.
That was good. That was good.
That was really good.
You got through on skate.
You can swear at anyone.
Yeah.
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she shines. She sits and where she sits, she shines.
That was good.
That's actually really good.
Did you see, by the way, though, speaking of this, that McDonald's also have like a new Big Mac chant that they're testing people on?
Two all beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yep.
No, that's not right.
It is that sort of one. Nah. Yeah, that seems similar to what I'm looking at.
Two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
You're full. Okay.
Yeah, what's a burger with no sauce?
Yeah. That's what I've been saying. That is the Big Mac chat that we've got in front of us. How did you do that? We haven't even given it to you yet.
I know, but I'm clever. And also, that was on every television commercial for as long as I can remember. That's not true. When I was young.
Okay.
Yeah, well, apparently, like, they gave you a free Coke back in the day, if you could say under 4 seconds. That's what you were saying, wasn't it?
Yeah. I personally never made it in under 4 seconds. Oh, we practiced and practiced and practiced, but I'd always get a little bit starstruck in the moment and fumble the words, but yeah.
Under four seconds for a free Coke.
For a free Coke.
I'm taking this. Oh, it's getting started at the time. Surely 4 seconds. Patties. We got that, don't we?
Okay. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onion on a sesame seed bun.
Okay, you're actually very good at it. But not as good as this.
Three, here we go. Two, one, go.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickle, and a onion.
So close.
Oh, no Coke, yeah. Mick, as you ever go.
Yeah, so if you actually want to see how it's done.
If you actually want free Coke.
That's true. This is how you would do it. Three, two, one, go.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickle, and onions on a sesame seed bun.
That's actually it.
Oh, and you took a break. Coca-Cola. Come on,
how many seconds was that? That's 3.5 with a little break in there
and
as
with
well.
A little pause.
Yeah, like, you put a stop for a sip of my Coke.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's good. Well, Mikas has got a free Coke. Yeah.
Can we have a go at timing me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I never could do it when I was young, but.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, spinach.
Spinach!
No spinach.
All right, give us a grab.
Hell yeah.
All right, just getting all time for you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I've got 3.56. You happy with that?
Mate, these guys must be handing out that much Coca-Cola back.
Well, that's probably why they stopped doing it.
I also don't think you're allowed to read it off the thing in front of them.
You've got to recite it. Okay, I see what you're saying. This is going to be a
game. Was I not meant to say that?
No.
Oh, so back in 1974, they didn't have iPhones in front of them.
I can assure you.
Okay, straight from memory. Here we go. Ready?
Well, I should probably get the timer up.
From the memory.
So it's on memory.
What's from memory?
3, 2, 1, go.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, sesame seed buns.
That's an early bun. That is an early bun.
That is a good burger. One of the great burgers.
Two all beef patty, special sauce on a bun.
Two patties, special sauce on a bun. It's not bad. Hold the lettuce, hold the cheese, hold the pickles, hold the onions.
I'll just get the Big Mac minus all that
that's
other shit.
Hard to go from memory. You try to go from memory, Biggers. Go. No, stop looking down. So from memory.
Three. 2, 1, go.
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, onion, pickles on something on a sesame seed bun. No.
What did he miss?
4.0.
No, I missed.
Did he miss it?
I didn't hear a cheese. Yeah.
Obviously, no one was taking a photo. That's why you forgot that. Cheese. Oh.
You really got no one working with you.
You suck.
We're finishing with a game as per usual, and this week it is Humdog Millionaire.
I'm humming up, so you better get this humming started.
What happened?
I think I forgot the lyrics.
Oh, nice. I mean, they're tough. We put humming in the song twice.
No, seriously. 3, 2, 1.
I'm humming up, so you better get this humming started. I'm humming up, I'm humming up.
That's going to sound so good at Skin's wedding when we sing that live.
I can't wait. Are we still doing that?
No.
Oh.
Is that ever a thing?
No, not at all.
That is.
Yeah. Also, Skin, you know, in that, when I talked about one of the guys from Gimpy sending us a message, he said his last line of the message was, thanks for playing, boys. Skin, hope the penis is healed fine. Remember that phase of your life where we'd walk around and like random people that you didn't know would just say, Skin, how's your knob?
Yep.
The fucking trivia bloke did it the other night.
We went to trivia last Monday night. He was very subtle though, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's like, oh, this result's going to hurt as much as his penis or something.
Oh, yeah. But when he was introing to the crowd.
Yeah. Yes, the whole crowd, yes.
Also trivia. You know how we always say, we're not playing this at the moment, but we know how we always say, Goaty, let us know if you need him for trivia. He's a gun. Turns out what we think is a gun versus what actual people that are good at trivia think is a gun.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective for you, we played Tuesday night?
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday night, I want to say. We came second last with 46 points out of 60. Is that right?
Yep.
I think it's 46 out of 60.
42, I think.
All right, 40. We'll say 44. Yes, the middle.
Yeah.
44. 44 out of 60.
70-something percent.
The team that won got 63 out of 60. Yeah. That is quite tough to do.
Yeah. I'm going to say they cheated. There you go. I've said it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was also like 21 other teams between us and them. And so we were.
And they all cheated.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't reckon
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. They handed out bonus points to anyone that got super involved throughout the night, and we did not.
We got bonus beers, which we've got to claim.
Which we forgot to buy. Yeah.
Forgot to buy. Sorry. Wouldn't have been a great bonus.
I'm an idiot.
Sorry.
Okay, which guys, for your prize, you can buy some beers. Thank you.
Full price.
Well, one guy got bonus points for doing an incredible Donald Trump impersonation.
That was good.
Was very good.
He was like majestic. I don't know if that should go in the same sentence. Really, Trump and majestic,
creepy.
He was creepily good at it.
Yeah, it was spot on.
So what we're saying is, though, if any other pubs want us to come to trivia night, we're coming.
And we're also humming in this game.
Oh, that's what I did there.
And that's a segue, Skin. Yeah. So basically, the game, the way it works is that the Google app will let you hum a song.
You segued after you'd already played the jingle.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
Doesn't matter.
That's basically a switch hit. It's a reverse segue. Yeah, yeah. A segue back towards the jingle.
Just press the edit button.
It'll tell you, so the Google app tells you the song you're humming and the percentage you're humming matches the song.
Ooh, yes.
I've never said hum that much in a sentence. Actually, I probably have. I said it a lot.
I said it while you were batting the other day.
As in, I hummed.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the word hum. You can use it negatively, but then also positively. Like if we're humming along, it's like we might be going quickly. Well. Yeah. Whereas if you hum, Mikus, it's like,
you shit.
You suck. You're shit. Yeah. Anyway, that's a great bit of knowledge for everyone. Mm-hmm. We've got a random song generator. His name is Dave, and he is going to tell you, Goaty, because I think you're humming first. Have you got the Google app there?
I do. It's on Mitch's phone. What's your passcode, mate?
Dave, the Brit that knows jack shit, can you please tell us what song Goaty is humming?
So, Goaty, you're doing We Will Rock You by Queen.
Couldn't be any easier.
That is an easy song. Well done, Dave.
All right, identify song. We Will Rock You, Queen, 41% match.
I've seen better percentages, but also that's a pretty strong start.
It's also got We Are the Champions by Dolly Parton in here as well.
What was she do a version of? That's a different song. We Are the Champions.
And also Moses, the guy who parted the seas as well.
Dolly Parton, the seas. Come on, Skid.
Yep.
All right. Wait, Dave, we need you again. What song is, what was 41%?
41, my finest.
Oh, well done, Goaty. That's a successful run, Chase. Well, it might be. Skin goes well here. Dave, what song is he humming?
Skin, you're doing Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
There's a chance Skin doesn't know it.
I know one line and it's Sweet Child of Mine.
I'll just sing that over next time.
Just sing it. Yeah. No, it is called Hum Dog Millionaire Skin, so you've got to hum.
That has not come up. Oh, down the bottom there. Sweet Child of Mine. Look at me go. 8%.
I was going to say, if that beat fucking 41%, I would have thrown that fucking phone out.
Have you started midline?
I'll just start at the,
right.
Sweet.
And then you had no idea where to go after that.
No idea.
Yeah, I would have been the same as you.
All right. Goaty 41, Skin with 8. Disco?
Disco Dave, that is. Sorry. Producer.
Mikus, you're doing Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Again, I could
Oh. What, have you done that before?
Do from the verse.
Yeah, I could do that, but I probably won't.
All right. Ooh. You could do right at the start, couldn't
I'm
you?
Out of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So then if you just hit
identify songs, what we're looking for. Yep.
Even I know that.
What's the song? I've just forgotten what the song was.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
I don't know if I'm thinking the right verse.
Well, you need to start believing by Journey.
I'm still having to go.
Oh, yeah. It's 100%, surely.
41.
44. Come on!
I genuinely thought that was the original. Yeah. I thought that was 100%.
Same.
Lyrics and all.
Your turn.
Okay, 44% by the Glee cast.
It's fine.
Because you must have done it in a higher, you've done it in a higher octave, yeah. Somewhere, surely. That was
better than the original.
Well, Dave said Glee the version. One by Journey.
Yeah.
And they picked you as Glee, but that's all right. 44%, was it?
Out of Mikas's control, I'll be honest.
Are you saying Google sucks? Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying he's more of a Glee guy?
Mm. I love Glee.
I actually do really like Glee as well.
Are you more of a Butter or more of a Ghee guy?
I'd probably just go Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Who's ghee?
What ghee is. It's
like a type of butter.
Yeah, it's like a cooking fat, basically.
Is it really?
I think it'd be better for you, I reckon.
Not margarine? It's not the same thing?
Oh, I mean,
no, I'm saying margarine later.
All right. Dave, what have you got for me?
You have got Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
There's no more overrated song on the planet than this song.
That's actually fair.
This is a shit song.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the all-time.
One of the great pump-up tunes?
Oh, it makes me want to fucking lie down.
That's the opposite of pump-up. Yeah. Actually, no, that's probably deflate. It's good. Very good. Oh, that really hurts. I've got Rocky theme song 41% match, and then Eye of the Tiger by Survivor 33% match.
Is it not the same thing?
Oh, is it?
Well, Rocky theme song
I thought the Rocky theme song was like something different. I'll hum it.
Does it let you play it? Press play.
Surely, if you got 41% of that Rocky theme song, it's got to be the same thing.
The Rocky theme song is apparently this.
So what you're saying is you got 41 plus 30.
I got 41 plus 33. I've got 72%.
I don't think that's how the game works.
Absolutely
that's
not.
In the fine print.
So wait, that means that Mikas has got the chocolates in this game? Is that right?
I'm 2 from 2 in this game.
This game's getting to Google Feud limits, I reckon.
No, it's
Are
not.
You kidding?
Nah, this is a good game.
That was so much better, I reckon. Hold on.
I think maybe I just hate Google.
You always did say you were more of a Yahoo guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Or Bing.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Ask Jeeves.
Do they all still work these places?
Go.
What?
That's another.
Is it really?
Search engine.
Yeah. Firefox, another one. Dang.
They're better.
Look at me go. I'm on a roll.
Yeah. I think you're doing the.
I could be more. You're in for an X.
And remember, we've got that classic sound that we use, which is this one.
Oh my God, what was that?
Yeah, because it's an X, so it's like Wolverine's claws and it goes across a record, so it scratches it. That's the new sound grab.
Okay.
All right. Guys, baby boy born without a penis, an extremely rare case. Young Timothy, 23, exactly the same thing happens, my sister.
Very good.
Okay.
That's so rare. Oh, well done. That's fantastic. Righto. That is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. And as per usual, Skinder's got one piece of homework for you this week.
Yep. Check us out on YouTube, if you don't mind. If you are listening to this, just the audio version, I suppose, on Spotify or Apple or something like that, feel free to go have a watch on YouTube. That would be nice of you to do. Great visuals. If you're already watching on YouTube, watch something else.
Of ours.
On our channel.
on our YouTube channel, I guess. That would be nice.
Go and check out the Sidemen.
Great people.
They go down. Nice. Remember that if you're out there having a chinwag with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Love you.
Love you.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.